again, it's just so funny to me, right? Like, we're wrapping up our conversation there with Maggie Gray. Appreciate her hopping on. Check out Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network Fun Show. Basically, I laid out because she was surprised. Like, to her, it was surprising to hear how much Ku has struggled, because she's right. Like, from a national perspective, you think of Ku as one of the best kickers in the league. Like, if you're not boots on the ground here in Atlanta every single day, you know, you're not keeping up. Like, do I know about the Colts kicker and his history?
It's not Rodrigo Blankenship still?
No, that people are calling for him for the Falcons.
I saw that, yes.
Guys, I hate to break it to you. He's just not that good.
If Rodrigo was good,
he'd be on a team.
He'd be on a team.
Even in the CFL, he's just not that good. Sorry, love him, but one of the coolest Georgia players ever made being uncool cool, which is something that's really difficult to do. But as I was talking to Maggie Gray, I was like, yeah, you know, he missed 9 kicks last year. Then he had an injury, but then he came back this year and nailed the preseason, nailed the competition versus Lenny Krieg. And we were all set for the return of Ku, Act 2, Electric Boogaloo. and then he did that. He doinks one, and then he misses the game-tying field goal. So what are you going to do? But it's just funny to hear, like, you know, somebody, again, who's not in it every single day but covers the entire league, you know, you say young – what's the word association with Younghoe Koo? Great. Because, again, if you missed it, going into last season – his percentage for his career was second only behind Justin Tucker. Like, that's how good he's been for the Falcons ever since he came over from the Chargers. And to have him go from that to this has just been mind-boggling. Now, again, I'll let you hear some of this coming up in a second, but he went into painstaking detail because he ditched on, let's be honest, he ditched on Sunday because I mean, I wouldn't want to talk to the media either, but it's kind of your job there, bud. You were the goat in a bad way of the game. You need to, you know, face the media. He didn't. So he talked yesterday, and he just went into painstaking detail about mechanical adjustments and field turf. And just like, dude, you're not helping. You're digging that hole that you've dug for yourself deeper and deeper and deeper. Warren, because you know what people care about if you're a kicker? One thing. Those uprights, put it through them. That's it. I don't care if it doinks. I don't care if it double doinks, hits a crossbar. Just have the thing go in. That's all that matters. So, unfortunately, not good news here for Ku. No word yet. We'll see what happens later in the week. Let's hear from Raheem Morris. He did confirm that they will try to sign a kicker, at least to the practice squad. They did that today. This was Raheem discussing the plan.
Yeah, we got to go out. You know, like it's only, you know, like we always talk about, we always create those competitive moments and find people, whether it be workouts or whatever the case may be. And if we are lucky enough and fortunate enough to sign somebody that looks good enough to come in and compete, that we feel like we do it throughout the week, we possibly can. But we'll keep scouring. And then, like, in the meantime, you know, we got to line up. We got to kick it. We got to make it. We got to go through our process.
So they did that, and Oren and I joked before, they brought in a kicker with the last name Romo. So as long as you don't ask him to hold it, he should be fine. Just kick it. Don't hold it. But you see that they didn't waste any time. They wasted no time. They brought in somebody. He screwed up on Sunday. By Tuesday morning, they had a plan. So that shows you that they're taking this thing seriously. Raheem also said, hey, man, and this is something I was just talking about. He did his job in the offseason.
You know, you always worry about the mental part when you're talking about the kicker, the quarterback, the head coach, and all those things. So, like, yeah, the fact that those things in, that's what the offseason was for, bringing in Lenny, having some competition there. Having those guys in the offseason, cool, doing or having a really great offseason when it came to his body development, his growth, his mentality, his percentage when it came to the kicks, when you guys were out there charting just like us, all looked good. And then for it to show up in the first game, it obviously creates the automatic panic that we're all going to go into, like we're going to do, in order to find out who can come in and help us or whether we can stay the course and still figure out how to get it done.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's unfortunate, but I'll give Ra credit for this. He's right. And you got to just do whatever you can do to make sure that that situation never happens again. Oh, let's hear a couple from Younghoe next. He comments on his teammates having his back after a rough outing.
It's great to have the team that we have that have your back, and we don't really, you know, point fingers or anything like that. I mean, obviously, I got to do better. You know, offense did a great job giving us an opportunity there, and we got to see it through, and it can't come down to that and end the game like that. And, you know, it means the world to have the guys have my back and have each other's backs, but at the end of the day, I got to do my job to help the team win games.
How do you mentally?
Yeah, and listen, that's all he can do at the end of the day. I mean, he's grateful for his teammates having his back, but he's, you know, it's like, Oren, it's like kicking in the NFL is almost like tennis or swimming or golf. Like, you're out there on an island, but it's you and the ball and the uprights. Like, it's, you're not involved in the same way the other guys are, so it's ultimately up to him. But he said he's still confident in himself.
And mentally, you know, I don't think I'm in a position anything I can't handle. And I feel great and confident as ever. That's not really my thing, you know, to get down like that. Just kind of go out, swing, and be the best version of myself that I know I can be. And I'm just going to do that, you know, starting with practice. And then on Sunday, I'm going to do the same thing.
When you go into practice?
If he's here on Sunday, that's he may have jumped the gun on that one, unfortunately. And last one before we get out of here, this is what I was talking about. He starts to go into this diatribe about what's going on inside his own head. I think this was a mistake by Koo.
Throughout the game, with that turf, I was kind of hitting the ground a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I tried to make an adjustment, which I, you know, have done multiple times, and I just made the wrong kind of adjustment at that time. I know what to do, but it's just frustrating because I know better than that, and I just got to do a better job there.
Yeah, don't admit to that, bud. Okay, so you screwed up in real time. You knew you screwed up, and now what, bud? Yeah, I just would have said we flush it. That was a perfect moment. Oh, flush it, and we're on to the next one. I don't think we need an explanation as to why turf and mechanics and all this kind of stuff got in the way of you doing your job. Not a good look for me. 404-726-0929. When we get back to kick off the 8 o'clock hour, we've talked 2 straight hours of football, and we'll continue to talk football, but we got a producer six-pack coming up next. We'll see how many of those 6 questions are football-related. We'll also check in with our college insider, Joe DeLeon from A to Z Sports. We have not talked a minute of college football yet, and Georgia's got kind of a big game this weekend versus Tennessee. Are you concerned about the offense at all? They look kind of against Austin Peay. We'll talk about it in the 8 o'clock hour. Rolling on next.